Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed. 502 in the desert. 4:02 in San Diego, or 4 o'clock, 4:01. My clock might be a minute
fast.
Wait,
so what time is it?
It's 4:01. It's 4:01 your time, 5:01 my time, okay?
As the saying goes, even a broken clock is correct twice a day.
One of our guys on the chat, Matt, said when you came back, Tony, and you said 4:25, he said he got really excited thinking it was 4:25 and he was almost done with work, and then he realized.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
3:25.
I didn't mean to get you going like that. I can certainly understand. If you're a little perturbed with me, why? I get it, certainly. We do have some Chris versus a fan coming up. 833-288-0973. Scraby, what are our opponents competing for today?
We actually have a new prize. You'll be qualified for a grand prize. A two-night stay at...
Qualified?
Qualified. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's where you crawl and qualify at the same time.
Okay, gotcha.
You qualify for our grand prize, a two-night stay at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, and dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, a luxury resort, gaming, and meeting destination. The legacy of Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, is built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com. I believe I'm saying that correctly, but I'm not French, so...
Fontainebleau.
Yes, the original Fontainebleau was a famous hotel in Miami Beach. That's where that all started. The Fontainebleau.
Oh, speaking of Miami Beach, you guys see Miami Beach fighting back this year for spring break?
No, what's going on?
They're basically putting up a lot more rules. They have a bunch of commercials running now for spring breakers who decide to come to Florida. Like, it's about like they're divorcing spring break now. Like they don't want.
They don't want people anymore?
No, I guess there was a lot of chaos there last couple spring break. So
spring break just seems to be a reason for crazy people to act crazier.
Young crazy people.
Yeah,
for sure.
We all were that at one time.
I definitely watched MTV Spring Break a lot while growing up. So
yeah, I mean, I think we all enjoyed spring breaks when we were young. But I don't know that I ever like drove to another place to like invade their city for spring break. I know people did do that often.
Yeah, and going into Miami Beach is like driving a rental car, right? You just don't drive it as carefully as you do your own.
Right.
Kind of
it
treat Miami
yours,
Beach.
So.
Like, yeah, this isn't my city, so it doesn't matter what I do here.
Was it I think it was Florida during the whole COVID thing when that one kid on the news said, I don't care if I get COVID and I pass it on to people, and people were pretty mad about
that.
Well,
you know, we talked about that often during that time. That was definitely the wild, wild west.
We had no sports to talk about, so we had to talk about that.
Touche. All right, Chris versus the fans on the way. Let's get to it.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, Let us know before we get into it, and you will get that question for free. The first question, that is, and then we will go from there.
All right, let's get to our first contestant of the afternoon. Francisco, welcome to the show.
Hello, Francisco.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday! Happy Taco.
Man, I wish that just kind of hit me different. I wish I could have some tacos.
Well,
right
you
now.
Probably can.
Oh, man. I used
they
to
have
go,
those
man.
In
the. They got your spot out here, Chris.
What's that? Which one?
Your Mexican spot.
Oh.
Filiberto's.
Filiberto's.
Oh, it's expanding.
I love those places.
They got them all over the place over here.
I can't even tell you how many California burritos I've eaten at 2 o'clock in the morning at the Filiberto's in Encinitas.
I can tell you. It's a lot.
It's about 200 or more.
All right, let's not keep
it. It was amazing. I couldn't afford lunch or dinner during my college career.
But you can afford a drink.
But I could always afford a burrito at Roberto's at 2 in the morning somehow.
Yeah, no. Yes, it's
that's
true.
How that's, it's, it's designed to work that way, Chris.
Yeah,
keep
exactly.
it coming.
Yes.
All right, here we go, Francisco. First question. Which Padres player appeared in all 162 games?
Last season.
Well, last season.
Was this last year?
Yes. Wasn't in the question, but yes.
What Padre? Yikes.
It wasn't, you're right.
Was it Tatis?
Tatis!
I know it seems like forever ago, but remember, he was suspended for the first however many games of last season.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the running for that.
Mr. Ello?
I don't really know. 162
really?
Games, I'm thinking a bunch, and I'm Bogarts.
Bogarts!
What's
that?
Got it
wrong. Yeah. It's no wonder Chris didn't know because it was Juan Soto.
Yeah, he hates it.
Oh, yeah. Juan Soto. He's already left the team in my mind.
You know, he's on
the
team.
Man, that guy was the worst walker I've ever seen in my life.
Question number two.
Francisco said he walked away. Very good,
he
Francisco.
Did. That was a good one.
Boy, we got some good ones out there, our calls sometimes. The last four home run game was accomplished, believe it or not, by a Reds player on June 6, 2017. Who was that player? Woo, that's a tough. That might be a question, Trey.
Can you give me that year again?
2017 was the year.
Hmm.
2017, the day was, four home runs?
The day was June 6th.
Four home runs. I'm going to say Joey Votto.
Oh.
Joey, could don't sign me now or I'm going to lose it. Votto.
Wow, Francisco.
It really
there.
Makes me mad because I can picture this.
You can?
Yes, I can, and I cannot think of his name.
You can't?
So. Oh, okay. So we're still in the game.
I think you're good. I have 9 seconds to think of it, though.
Eight.
Whatever.
Seven,
stop it. He's a
middle. Oh, yeah, I need to count like the ref. Five.
He's a middle infield. The refs don't count
three.
Out loud.
They don't count out loud.
One. Just go ahead. I don't know.
Man.
The count system really flustered Chris.
It really
right
did.
There.
It really
no,
did.
He's an idiot. He's a jerk.
Who?
You.
Oh.
I've never seen anybody root so hard against somebody in my entire life.
That fired Chris up
it
right
really
there.
It really did.
God, when you say this guy, there's an S in there somewhere.
Oh, yes, there is.
Yeah, there is.
I can't think of who his name is.
The answer is Scooter
Gannett.
Jeanette Gannett.
Yeah, couldn't think of it.
He was a former Brewer.
Couldn't think of it.
Very good for you, Francisco. One
Francisco,
more to go.
Francisco, you might win this bad boy without getting one
the
right.
The backwards perfect
Let's
game.
Go. It has happened before. It has
Question
happened.
Number three.
Scooter Gannett.
Oh, where do I want to go
makes
here?
Me
how
mad.
How about this one?
I'm angry. Chris is
what
getting
What National League team has not had a 40-plus home run hitter since 2005.
What National League team hasn't had a 40? Okay. Okay, let me think really quick.
National League team since 2005.
2005.
40 home runs.
Five.
I'm going to say four. The Diamondbacks.
Don't count out loud.
Stop counting out loud.
Well, I wanted to be fair because Chris was
don't
complaining.
Don't be fair.
So. What did you say, Diamondbacks?
Don't be fair.
I said Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks. stay there, though, Francisco.
Yeah, I would stay there, Francisco.
You might be able to complete the backwards sweep.
I think you're going to complete the backwards sweep today. Because I'm just going to have to guess at this. 2005 Pirates.
Wow.
You made it, Francisco. You're the winner without getting the question right.
That's amazing.
It does happen sometimes.
So I have to ask, where did you get this from?
Okay, so I found a new sports site, and they have a bunch. It's called Sporkle, if you've ever heard of Sporkle.
Yeah.
And so
it's
MLB.
Like Chuckle, I'm sure.
Yeah, MLB teamed up with Sporkle, so they have a bunch of new quizzes.
And are you going to give us the answer?
I didn't give it to you yet. Former Padre Derek Lee and the Cubs.
Yeah.
He was the last Cub to
He
do
was
it,
the
huh?
last one.
All right. Very
yeah,
good.
But like they,
that's
so this,
actually a good. That's a good. That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
The other ones be like trying to figure out who was the Pirates 40 home run hitter in that time frame.
They give you like the teams, and then they say this person won, I don't know, 20 World Series, and they played for these teams, and then you have to guess. And I have found some. Thank you, MLB, because you have
so
made
for those
me
out there. Sporkle sounds a little bit like. By the way, Francisco, hang on, Scraby gets you. On the other side there, this game is now in the bag, got a few minutes left. The other game, I don't know if I told you about this, Chris. I think I might have got you on it towards the end. Chuckle. Do you guys play that?
Where you try to come up with the identity of an athlete?
They give you one clue, right? And if you get, it's hard to get it on the first one. But right. You try to figure it out somewhere in the first. I think it's like five.
Yeah,
clues. The more.
The first day
clues
I did it,
need,
it was Dan Marino, and I was like, hit me right where I was. I was like, Dan Marino, right away. Yeah, but I haven't played in a while. I've got to get it into my rotation.
Someone messaged me the other day saying that the Immaculate Grid, for the first time,
it had me and my dad.
Yeah,
it did. I heard.
It did.
I saw
pretty
that.
Cool.
I saw that. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
What do you mean,
often.
You and your dad?
Well, they were both an answer on the Immaculate Grid.
You're always an answer to me, Tony. I mean, if they
put
the
Brewers
or the
one.
Phillies or the Dodgers or the Padres, and you're my guy.
Yeah, for Immaculate Grid people, Tony is a Tony's huge a, point scorer.
Well, he's a small point scorer because you want a low score.
But isn't that the huge
Tony's
score?
Dad is not a good guess in the Immaculate Grid, unfortunately, because even though he's correct, he's too popular.
It's funny, Dave Assay hit me up the other day, and now that you just said it, it all makes sense to me. He sent me his Immaculate Grid. It had one spot left,
right?
And it was a Padres. It was the Padre logo, and the category was 300 hitters.
Right.
And he sent me a text, basically, like, I wonder if your dad, like, jokingly, I wonder if your dad ever hit 300. And I was thinking to myself, like, why hasn't he put that in there?
Yeah.
It's probably because the better answer would be Mark Loretta, because
that's right.
He probably wouldn't be guessed as much.
That's exactly how it goes. And I remember that puzzle the other day, and I did go with Mark Loretta instead of your dad, because your dad is, you know, he's too popular. That's the problem. Yeah. You're a great guess, though, Tony. You usually get about a 1% guess rate.
No one's thinking about
nobody thinks about you
here,
on
baby.
That. I know,
Tony.
But I'm thinking about. I'm keeping your memory alive, Tony.
I don't take it personal. I think it's a good thing. I'm helping people win this grid.
Yeah. For everybody who doesn't know, once Chris does something he likes, it's something he does for the rest of his life every single day. And I've never met a guy who can pick up something and just never stop doing it ever again. Like, I know I'm crazy and I do things different and weird, and it's always weird. But Chris eats crackers every day and he plays Immaculate Grid every day now.
I just want people, I don't know if I, can I turn the camera around without messing the whole thing up?
No, you can turn it around. Why?
Because
he wants to show his people what is.
There's my Immaculate Grid today. I'm not done with it yet.
Well, you should be careful. It's on your computer screen. Just in case.
The Immaculate Grid is on it. Look at somebody's. Wait, look at some of the faces he had on there. They had to be
Chris,
from like.
Say the names that are on there.
I have White Sox Twins. I have Jim Cott. He's an old left-handed pitcher, won a million gold glove awards. I have White Sox Orioles, Albert Bell, which was a little popular, but I had to go with it. Orioles and Nationals, I had Ken Singleton, switch hitting outfielder who played for the Expos. which the Nationals are the same as the Expos. Jose Morales was a backup catcher for the Expos and the Twins. 40-plus WAR in their career. Walter Johnson for the Twins organization, which was the Washington
Senators.
I know I
saw some black and white photos on
there. Yeah, he's black
grid.
And white photo. And my A's 40-plus WAR career is Lefty Grove, who was a Hall of Fame pitcher. And again, you choose those people because they're not popular answers.
Right, right.
Because you could take Babe Ruth for a 40-plus WAR career, but that would be
pretty sure
points.
This is why Chris dominates the grid, because he knows like the obscure people from the 70s, 60s, and nobody else is thinking about those.
The 1900s, like old hoes. when I was watching Walter Johnson face Lefty Grove back in the day. It's always a good matchup.
I think that's by the way, that's how I talk to my kids and kids their age now. I just say, yeah, I was born back in the 1982s, you know, in that time. It just makes it sound like super old, 1982.
I blew my parents' mind the other day because I said, because I keep going in these World War II kicks. I have no idea why.
And this is why this guy wants to do the history category.
Yeah, I just go in these weird kicks. Well,
countries overtaken by Germany during World War II.
Everybody. Everybody.
Could you get that one? Could you do well in that category?
I think I could. Belgium.
Alright, okay. Never mind.
But he was about to start going.
This random thought hit me the other day driving home, and it was my parents were born less than 20 years after World War II ended.
So was I.
That is crazy to me, because World War II has always been something that's like way far away from when I was like living. But that's crazy to me.
You know what I found out the other day, just doing some quick having a chat with my father-in-law? The Berlin Wall came down in 1989. A lot of people know that.
Yeah.
Or kind of have an idea that it came down around that time. Do you know when the Berlin Wall was built? Like, how long was it up?
Oh, it was a short time, right?
A lot shorter than I thought. Like, I thought the Berlin Wall was just kind of came with the country.
Right.
You know? I just thought,
Berlin, the wall, and
yeah,
all
Berlin,
the
wall,
time.
Germany, it was all just there.
It's like SimCity just drops a wall down.
It was just there. But no, it was built in 1961. The Berlin Wall was but it was up for 28 years total.
That is kind of weird.
Seems like it was up for a lot longer.
Yeah, that does.
So, just one of those little historical notes for you.
All right.
Said his dad gave him a piece of the Berlin Wall. That's pretty cool.
Very good. Well, that wall piece is...
sorry, Tony.
That wall piece itself is now 63 years old, because it was put up 63 years ago.
It's got some lifespan there. All right, let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris on the way. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I think. Is it my turn? Oh, I'm making it my turn.
Yeah, it is.
4:23 is the time. Chrisello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Peoria, Matt Scraby alongside here in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Padres lose today in Arizona. Well, not in Arizona. Well, it was in Arizona. All right, let me just start that all over again. The Padres lose to Arizona in Arizona, but not, you know, Chase Field, Arizona. Where do they? Where do the Diamondbacks play?
They're the stadium that they don't like anymore. They want out. They want a new one now.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Chase Field?
Yeah.
Yeah. The owner said that if he doesn't get his way, he said there's a lot of other cities that would be happy to take us.
Yeah.
Them's are fighting words.
And then his people were like, hey, that was probably the wrong thing to say.
He's like, wasn't great.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Thanks for supporting us all the way to the World Series last year. But, you know, I think I'm going to move the team.
Yeah, Arizonians aren't afraid to flip you to bird when you try to threaten them. Like, they'll be like, go ahead.
Yeah.
Beef.
Off you go.
Care. Yeah. Bye.
Diamondbacks 5, bye. Padres 3 was the score today. Eugenio Suarez, one of the new Diamondbacks, hit a 3-run homer off Pedro Avila. Padres runs came on a 2-run single by Tyler Wade and an RBI single double by Brent Sullivan. Tony, if you had to, how many guys are on the bench? 5?
Well,
like, you got 9 starters, you got 13 pitchers, so I guess there's 4.
Well, 8 starters and then 13 pitchers, right?
13 pitchers, well, 9, because you have DH now.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
So, 9, 13. So, there's only really 4 guys that are going to make the bench.
Right.
Like, who are those going to be?
One's a backup catcher.
Right. You got to have Higashioka make it. So, who do you think? Like, who would you favor?
Right now, I would favor... Well, first we got to establish who are the,
right.
who are the 9
good
starters.
Point. We're going to put Merrill, Azokar, and Profar in the starting 9.
Merrill, Azokar...
Profar DH.
Profar D. Well, okay.
With Manny at third base.
I don't know if we can do that. Okay, so Manny's going to start the year at third. That's
right.
When we're at inception.
We're just going to assume that for this.
And so the 3
for
outfielders.
For the sake of this discussion.
Are Toddy.
Azokar and Merrill.
And then Profar is the DH.
Yes.
Just for the argument's sake.
Just for this argument. So we
already got Higashioka. That's 2 spots.
Right.
Right there.
Higashioka. No, that's 1.
That's 1 spot. Higashioka,
right. So we
right?
got 3 more bench spots open.
Right now, I would say, by the way, you know who we didn't mention earlier in terms of this race is a name that certainly no one was thinking of. I didn't even know who he was but Mason McCoy. He's had a terrific spring training so far.
3.68 average.
He was actually mentioned by name by
yes,
Mike Schilt
Mike
this
Schilt
morning.
Mike mentioned him today. You're
so,
right.
I would say, with that being said, I would say it's Higashioka. I would say it's Wade at this point.
Tyler Wade, okay. LeCastro. Mercado. I'm trying to just throw names out just to jog your memory.
I would
there's
say,
so many possibilities. Brad Miller was just signed today. We haven't even seen him. Eggy
yeah.
Rosario. Cal Mitchell.
Right now, and they can go a bunch of ways. You can go because Sullivan can play some outfield and first. He can be your sneaky.
Sullivan might make it.
Third
he's had
one.
A good spring. Sullivan.
You got Paulie, who's had a good spring.
Yeah.
Left-handed as well. Oh man, I'm gonna go with Wade. I'm gonna go with Higashioka. I'm going to go with LeCastro.
Okay. Got one spot left. 26th man. Good thing we don't have to make this decision, man. That's going to be a tough one for those
right
guys.
Now, it probably might be Sullivan right now.
Brent Sullivan. Okay. I can see the third catcher because that opens things up for Higashioka.
But he's also playing. Isn't he also kind of testing out first base, too?
Yeah, he's doing a
lot
of things.
That's my point.
That's what Tony's saying.
He's becoming a multi-positional. He's not just a catcher.
Right. If that
and
is,
he's left-handed, which I think is the theme that you're seeing.
They're looking for that.
You're looking for that.
Matthew Batten, think he might come up. He's had a tough spring. He's hitting 136.
I think from an offensive standpoint, he hasn't swung a bat, but they do know defensively he's good. The question is, right now, the way I see it is you got Wade and him right now. Right now, Wade's doing all the defensive stuff plus the hitting part.
Yeah.
Wade now you can't base. We say it all the time. You can't base completely everything off of spring training statistics because we know history shows they're not very dependable. However, just in what it's looked like, I think Wade's probably got the leg up right now.
Tyler Wade, who honestly, when the show started today, I had never heard of. I had never heard of the guy. I mean, I admit it. I haven't, followed every one of these spring games closely. But, I mean, here's a guy that might make the team.
I don't think a lot of people know who he was.
Oh, get out of here.
I think you need to take it a little bit more serious.
I'm not going to take spring training serious over here.
This is you, please.
I mean, RJ throws water all over my spring training is important theory when he said, I don't really pay attention to spring training.
Well, it's not. He's not. He's right. He's right.
You know how often somebody has written an article about a dude who's having just a fabulous spring and said dude makes the team and then proceeds to go his next 45 and then you never hear from him again.
I'm not saying stats are important. I'm saying that is important in spring training. Getting ready.
Everybody's working, though.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important. All right.
Not to me.
Not to me.
Illinois has jumped ahead of Purdue 24-17 first half. More Gwynn and Chris coming up. A big five is in our future.
436 in the desert. No, it's 436 in San Diego. 536 in the desert. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Big Five. This hour is brought to you by Prize Picks. Cash in on basketball's big moments with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Use code KWFN. That's KWFN for a first deposit match. Match up to $100. Prize Pick. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy. Just that simple. We got a little Big Five coming your way. Scrape, how's your Big Fives been, man? You got some good stuff for us today? You're taking too long. This seems like it's, you don't have good stuff.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Man, that is annoying. Yeah, I got to say, that stressed me out, too.
There you go. Now
imagine
you know.
It coming from your voice.
5, 5. So actually, it's more like, according to the people out there, it's more like 5, 4, 3. That's what
are
they
you
think
Hermit?
They think I sound like Hermit.
I can kind of see that. All those years you making fun of Patrick Mahomes, your voice actually sounds like that as well.
I told you I would never make fun of his voice again. And maybe that's why I did make fun of his voice, because it made me feel better about
myself.
A
little projecting is what they call that, huh?
A little projection, yes.
Mm. Isn't that something?
He says.
all right. Hey, Chris, you see the Dolphins release one of your linebackers today.
Oh,
cut him.
I was already bemoaning that to Scraby earlier. I mean, they've gotten rid of, you know, one of their star defensive linemen. Now they're starting linebacker, middle linebacker, and Xavier Howard too. I don't know. Teams all have to do this at this time of year, but it's still not good.
There's a method to the madness. For those of you like Scraby and myself looking forward to college football 2024 on EA Sports, just know you will be playing it without Archie Manning.
Yeah, I found this kind of interesting.
Arch Manning. He opted out of the college football game. He didn't want his $786 or whatever it was you get for lending your name to it. I don't really understand what's the play here. Like, I don't think anybody's going to offer him his solo video game deal. So
yeah,
I'm trying to see what the play is here. Like, why would you say no?
Because I'm just better than all that. I don't know. Has Arch Manning even got off the bench yet?
He hasn't. He didn't play last year, but supposedly he's going to be in the mix this year. And his comment, and I don't know if it was attributed to him or if someone out of his camp came up with the line that I'm going to focus on playing football on the field. I don't know how. I'm pretty sure they don't require a whole lot of time from any of these student athletes to be in the video game.
I think either he said it or someone close to him said it, but he said he wasn't going to do the whole NIL taking money thing until he was a starter, until he proved himself.
Okay. I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah. Did he end up already taking money?
He's like making more money than
Yeah, I think he was already getting paid.
Well, then I'm out on Arch Manning because he said that.
Of course.
He said that.
Yeah, you just finished telling us you don't know if he said it or if someone in his camp said it. I believe what you just said before you said that statement.
That is true. That is true. Huh. Yeah.
All right, let's get before Scraby steps in another landmine, let's go ahead and get to the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's get right into it. And we're going to start with something that Chris and I were talking about before the show.
Number five.
I think it's really fun. And it all has to do with the Aztecs women's basketball team. So there is an outside shot of the Aztecs women's basketball team getting into the tournament and ending up playing Caitlin Clark in Iowa or Angel Reese in LSU. Now, a lot has to line up. But outside the chance of an upset, Chris, I'm asking you first. Even if you lose, is this still a banner game or a banner thing for the Aztecs?
Oh, if they got that opportunity?
Yeah, to play Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark.
It'd be fantastic. But they're going to have to do so much. I mean, they're going to have... tonight's game is just the final game of the regular season. That's going to determine their seeding. And they're going to be in like a 6 or 7 seed in the conference tournament. So, you know, but they can beat any of the other teams in the conference, except maybe UNLV, who they wouldn't have to match up with until the final. But they'd have to pull off. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean,
if they get to a final, is that enough?
No, not even.
No, they got to win
the tournament to get in. And wow, if they win the tournament, that's the whole point. If they win the tournament, they would be like a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament. Mm. And right now, Caitlin Clark and Iowa project to be a 2 seed. So does Angel Reese and LSU. So that's why I was throwing that out to Scraby. I was saying, God, it would really be fun if they could, you know, make a shocking run and get into the NCAAs. Because then they could, wouldn't it be fun to play Iowa? That would be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be
great. But it's really a long, long shot.
All right. Well, this will still be a big deal for the team, right, Tony?
Yeah, for sure. I think, anytime you can get into the tournament, I mean, that's kind of the starting point. You get to the tournament, and then you try to have some success in the tournament. You can build off of that there. But getting in would be, obviously, as Chris said, a pretty big deal for the program. Regardless of whether they would be in there as a 15 or 16 seed, that's still a big achievement for the Aztecs program.
And if they did match up with Iowa, I mean, that game would be like nationally televised. All of a sudden, you'd be put right into that fun position. So that would be great.
That would be great. Who's guarding Caitlin Clark on the women's basketball team?
No, everybody? No one's guarding her. I mean,
yeah.
At that point, I mean, I think we've seen some of the better teams not be able to guard her.
Nobody's been able to guard her.
Very
yet.
True. Very true.
I think you try to hope she misses from like 30 feet.
Just every time.
She normally
bad
doesn't.
Bad night on the floor shooting.
Yeah.
Could happen. Could happen. All right. There are a lot of strong opinions on Russell Wilson being released by the Broncos. RG3 was one of those with a strong opinion. So much so, I don't know if you saw this, Tony, but he actually swore live on TV this morning when he was talking about it. So I bleeped it. But here he is on Get Up this morning reacting to the release of Russell Wilson.
I don't think that Greeny is making excuses for Russell Wilson. I think the bottom line is when you bring in a quarterback of that caliber and you cater it to him, you have to fully cater it to him, not put him in an offense with a first-time head coach, a first-time play caller, a first-time GM, and a young team, and expect him to make chicken out of chicken. That's the bottom line.
We're going to find out.
It's the truth of his situation.
That was RG3 this morning, okay, and you heard where he said it. It was really funny because you could see the looks of the other guys on the show like, oh, my goodness, he just said that. Tony, you're up on this one. How long do you think it takes the Broncos to recover from this mess?
Oh, it's going to take them some time. My guess is Sean Payton's going to be fired before it actually gets fixed.
Really?
I think they're in that much trouble, right? I think you got to find a quarterback. You know you can't do anything without one. Now, so, I mean, maybe they sign somebody that, you know, or they draft somebody. Where are they picking? They actually had a – they were in the playoff hunt, so they're not picking – like anywhere up top. Where
they've also traded away every draft choice they own.
That's right. So they don't even have a pick, I don't think, in the first round. So
I've been seeing them trade up in mock drafts to get J.J. McCarthy, of all people.
Yeah, that'll help.
Well, I mean, if you – and look, no disrespect to J.J. McCarthy, but I'm not seeing him as the type of quarterback that's going there and change –
me neither.
All of the issues that they have there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to, this is going to take some time. I think three years is going to take for them to get moving in the right direction.
It's an eternity in the NFL.
It sure is. You don't keep your job for that long if your team sucks, by the way.
No, you don't. Chris, how long do you think it takes the Broncos to recover from
this? I think it's going to take them 3 to 5 years, and I think any team that gets Russell Wilson is going to take at least 3 to 5 years to get better again because they're going to probably stick with him long enough, you know, for a couple. I just think Russell Wilson's kind of done. I know every, and I'll be proven wrong, and Tony can dance on my incorrect assertion. I know you will because you love him, but I don't blame everything that happened in Denver on him, but I don't blame everything not on him either, and I think a lot of people are doing that.
I think there was a lot of things that maybe he did that were wrong, and then the team did that were wrong. Like having an office as a quarterback is a little strange and made your teammates not like you right off the bat.
This is the TMZ element, though. Like, but, like having an office has nothing to do with playing on the field.
It doesn't, but it does affect relationships with your teammates.
Yeah, when you start losing, it does.
I will say this, too. I am not a Russell Wilson guy, but I feel like he's being unfairly painted as the problem here. And I think that he still has a little bit left. I don't know done.
I make no bones about it. I am a Russell Wilson guy. I like good guys, ultimately. I like them to win. I think the Denver Broncos have been, and this isn't just since Russell, they've been haven't been the most well-managed organization in quite some time. The only reason why they were able to finally win a Super Bowl is because they went and got Peyton Manning, and he like took his half a shoulder and carried them over the line that way, and then they haven't done anything remotely close since. And that was long before Russell Wilson showed up there to be the savior. And to RG3's point, when the Jets did it, although Rodgers got hurt, when Brady did it, when Manning did it, all of those teams went all in. When the Rams went and got Stafford, all in. They didn't halfway do it. And that's kind of where Denver went wrong, I think. They halfway did it, and now they're paying the price as perpetual high draft pickers for the next 3 years.
Yeah, no one forced them.
No, not high draft pickers. No draft pickers for the next 3 years.
No one forced them to draft Paxton Lynch in the first round back in the day. So it could be decision-making.
The one thing I will say that is not Russell Wilson's fault is that he is now linked to one of the worst trades in the history of the National Football League.
That is true.
That really isn't his fault. He didn't make the trade.
Chris, you should just be on Russell Wilson's side because of Nathaniel Hackett alone.
I heard this the other day that I can't remember who I heard say it. They didn't even have to give up the picks they gave up. Like they gave too much when no team was going to do. So I mean, that's on them. That's not on Russell.
Why aren't the Seattle Seahawks better?
Yeah,
because they got all the draft choices. Well, they should have.
You have to draft well, though.
Yeah.
Well, I think they drafted the corner that was all pro. That was pretty good. They got was it the running back Walker in that? I think he was
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I think he was in that mix. So he might have been a little early. I don't know. That's a good question, though. They should be better. I guess next year should be the year. All the picks have come
based on their haul.
All right, we'll see.
Number three.
After announcing early on Saturday morning that he was removing himself from the Heisman Trophy ceremony in support of former USC running back Reggie Bush, former Heisman winner Johnny Manziel actually took to X to explain a little bit more why he's not going to be a part of the Heisman Trophy ceremony. He said, quote, "You can back a Brinks truck up to my house and I still will not attend the ceremony or do anything involved until Reggie's trophy is back where it rightfully belongs. This is about doing what's right for everyone involved. Reggie's play on the field inspired me to be the football player I am. To the Heisman Trust, I hope you understand my position. You know that I have nothing but love and respect for that trophy and the people associated with it. Changed my life for the better forever, and I will be eternally grateful for that until my last day on this earth. Blah, 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 blah. Chris," sorry. Johnny Manziel is starting to write like he's got some money he needs to make, so.
Listen to you, Scraby.
Johnny Manziel's been in the news a lot lately, and I'm not sure why. Chris, do you back Johnny Manziel in this endeavor?
1,000%. So much so that if I was a Heisman Trophy voter, and I hadn't thought of it myself, I would now think of myself and remove myself from the voting as well. I think everybody should.
Yeah.
Until these stupid people come to their senses and give Reggie Bush his trophy back. I mean, we're talking about the NCAA. We're talking about one of the most corrupt organizations in the history of sports. You're going to keep this guy from getting his trophy because his parents had a place to live while he played college football? Please.
I love when he finishes his rant like that. Please.
It's silly.
Tony, do you back Johnny Manziel?
I think everybody should back Johnny. I think he's got a great idea.
I think he's doing this for publicity, but okay.
Maybe.
Scraby, leave Johnny alone. He has changed his life for the better, man.
And then he's... Yes.
You know, listen, Johnny's been enlightened, and he wants to tell everybody about
Whenever
it.
Whenever someone says, I've been enlightened, you have not been enlightened.
I don't know that he said that. I'm saying
okay. All right.
I'm saying
that. I take it back then.
It's clear that he's gone through some type of life transformation. He was on Club Shay Shay talking about all the drugs he was doing and, you know, not paying attention. And, you know, he realized he didn't conduct himself in the right way. And hearing somebody admit to that, I think... It's a positive thing there, Scrape.
I agree with that.
In terms of Reggie Bush, I agree with Johnny Manziel 1,000%, as my partner said. It's almost laughable at this point. You know, it's everybody's, especially at this point. Now you can't even justify it anymore, right? Because NIL is in full effect. Guys are getting paid millions of dollars, and you want to take a trophy that he clearly earned on the field. Clearly. Mm-hmm. Clearly earned it. Best player.
He did.
I agree with Chris. I think everybody should take this tact.
All right. I will refrain.
Number two.
After keep your comments to yourself.
After months of waiting and missed deadlines, A's owner John Fisher has released the A's ballpark renderings. And I have to say, renderings can make anything look cool. I got to
yes,
say
they
that.
Can.
All of a sudden, I'm like, all right, I can see myself going to a game in Las Vegas. But however, it does look cool. It looks like a bad attempt at the Sydney Opera House. I went and retweeted this at Matt Scraby, and Chris has also seen it. Go to my Twitter page. It's right at the top. It's indoor. It has some cool video boards on the roof. It's right across the street from
as hot as Vegas is in the summer.
It's right across the street from MGM. It's next to Excalibur. It's pretty cool, I got to say. Chris, or no, Tony's up first, but he hasn't seen it yet. Chris, do you like the design?
Way much.
Sorry, what?
Poor grammar, but you get the point. It looks great. It's a phenomenal rendering, and it does remind me of the Sydney Opera House, and it reminds me of, like, another sphere going up in Las Vegas.
Kind of,
I saw the Sphere last week up close because I was there with the women's basketball. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Every city should have one.
Tony, have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I just got it.
What do you think?
They look pretty cool. Yeah. I think it looks dope. I think I like the rendering. It does look like the Opera House.
It's supposed to be an armadillo because it's natural to the land.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Right. I can see it, but...
Does the roof open, close, anything? Or
I'm not
just
sure
a
about that. John Fisher hasn't got that far away. He just finished.
he just finished coloring.
Okay,
he hasn't even paid enough money to get a team in there yet.
I know. That's why he colored.
I like it. I like it, especially if this like green screen thing is real to match the team.
Yeah,
like that's pretty cool.
That would be cool. All right, real quick, last one. Out of all of these snacks, because yesterday was National Snack Day, what do you think California has as their number one? Cheetos, Rice Krispie Treats, Chex Mix, Fritos, Doritos.
Man, come on. I think this is kind of easy. I grew up with kids in the neighborhood eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm going with Cheetos in Cali.
Chris?
Doritos.
Tony's right. It's not Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but it is Cheetos. Cheetos takes over the Southwest. It's California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas and Louisiana love Cheetos.
Yeah, man.
Rice Krispie Treats in the colder places.
Just in second.
Yeah.
Where was Red Vines? That's my favorite.
That's not on here because no one likes them.
Nobody likes them. It's funny when I go to the store to, you know, buy some, there's
they don't
always a
them.
Ton of them missing in from the box.
They want to make you think that. It's like a marketing technique. Okay. Oh, everybody's taking these.
I need these too.
As usual, Scraby finds a conspiracy in everything, even shopping.
Yep. That's me.
Let's get to break. Happy hour on the way. More Gwen and Chris.
That time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's get right into it. And we're going to start with something that Chris and I were talking about before the show.
Number five.
I think it's really fun. And it all has to do with the Aztecs women's basketball team. So there is an outside shot of the Aztecs women's basketball team getting into the tournament and ending up playing Caitlin Clark in Iowa or Angel Reese in LSU. Now, a lot has to line up. But outside the chance of an upset, Chris... I'm asking you first. Even if you lose, is this still a banner game or a banner thing for the Aztecs?
Oh, if they got that opportunity?
Yeah, to play Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark.
It'd be fantastic. But they're going to have to do so much. I mean, they're going to have... tonight's game is just the final game of the regular season. That's going to determine their seeding. And they're going to be in like a 6 or 7 seed in the conference tournament. So, you know, but they can beat any of the other teams in the conference, except maybe UNLV, who they wouldn't have to match up with until the final. But they'd have to pull off. Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean,
if they get to a final, is that enough?
No, not even.
No, they got to win
the tournament to get in. And if they win the tournament, that's the whole point. If they win the tournament, they would be like a 15 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Mm.
And right now, Caitlin Clark and Iowa project to be a 2 seed. So does Angel Reese and LSU. So that's why I was throwing that out to Scraby. I was saying, God, it would really be fun if they could, you know, make a shocking run and get into the NCAAs. Because then they could, wouldn't it be fun to play Iowa? That would be really cool.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
That would be great.
But it's really a long, long shot.
All right. Well, this will still be a big deal for the team, right, Tony?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I mean, listen, anytime you can get into the tournament, I mean, that's kind of the starting point. You get to the tournament, and then you try to have some success in the tournament. You can build off of that there. But getting in would be, obviously, as Chris said, a pretty big deal for the program. Regardless of whether they would be in there as a 15 or 16 seed, That's still a big achievement for the Aztecs program.
And if they did match up with Iowa, I mean, that game would be like nationally televised. All of a sudden, you'd be put right into that fun position. So that would be great.
That would be great. Who's guarding Caitlin Clark on the women's basketball team?
No one's guarding her. I mean,
yeah.
At that point, I mean, I think we've seen some of the better teams not be able to guard
her.
Right,
nobody's been able to guard her.
Very true.
I think you just try to hope she misses from like 30 feet.
Just every time.
She normally doesn't.
Bad night on the floor shooting.
Yeah.
Could happen. All right, there are a lot of strong opinions on Russell Wilson being released by the Broncos. RG3 was one of those with a strong opinion, so much so, I don't know if you saw this, Tony, but he actually swore live on TV this morning when he was talking about it. So I bleeped it, but here he is on Get Up this morning reacting to the release of Russell Wilson.
I don't think that Greeny is making excuses for Russell Wilson. I think the bottom line is when you bring in a quarterback of that caliber and you cater it to him, you have to fully cater it to him, not put him in an offense with a first-time head coach, a first-time play caller, a first-time GM, and a young team, and expect him to make chicken out of chicken. That's the bottom line.
We're going to find out.
It's the truth of his situation.
That was RG3 this morning, okay, and you heard where he said it. It was really funny because you could see the looks of the other guys on the show like, oh, my goodness, he just said that. Tony, you're up on this one. How long do you think it takes the Broncos to recover from this mess?
Oh, it's going to take them some time. My guess is Sean Payton's going to be fired before it actually gets fixed.
Really?
I think they're in that much trouble, right? I think you got to find a quarterback. You know you can't do anything without one. Now, so, I mean, maybe they sign somebody that, you know, or they draft somebody. Where are they picking? They were in the playoff hunt, so they're not picking, like, anywhere up top.
Traded away every draft choice they own.
That's right. So they don't even have a pick, I don't think, in the first round. So
I've been seeing them trade up in mock drafts to get J.J. McCarthy, of all people.
Yeah, that'll help.
Well, I mean, no disrespect to J.J. McCarthy, but I'm not seeing him as the type of quarterback to go in there and change all of the issues that they have there.
Yeah.
I think this is going to take some time. I think three years is going to take for them to get moving in the right direction.
It's an eternity in the NFL.
It sure is. You don't keep your job for that long if your team sucks, by the way.
No, you don't. Chris, how long do you think it takes the Broncos to recover from this?
I think it's going to take them 3 to 5 years, and I think any team that gets Russell Wilson is going to take at least 3 to 5 years to get better again because they're going to probably stick with him long enough, you know, for a couple. I just think Russell Wilson's kind of done. I know every, and I'll be proven wrong, and Tony can dance on my incorrect assertion. I know you will because you love him, but I don't blame everything that happened in Denver on him, but I don't blame everything not on him either, and I think a lot of people are doing that.
I think there was a lot of things that maybe he did that were wrong, and then the team did that were wrong. Like having an office as a quarterback is a little strange and made your teammates not like you right off the bat.
This is the TMZ element, though. Like, but, like having an office has nothing to do with playing on the field.
It doesn't, but it does affect relationships with your teammates.
Yeah, when you start losing, it does.
I will say this, too. I am not a Russell Wilson guy, but I feel like he's being unfairly painted as the problem here. And I think that he still has a little bit left. I don't know that he's done.
I make no bones about it. I am a Russell Wilson guy. I like good guys, ultimately. I like them to win. I think the Denver Broncos have been, and this isn't just since Russell, haven't been the most well-managed organization in quite some time. The only reason why they were able to finally win a Super Bowl is because they went and got Peyton Manning, and he like took his half a shoulder and carried them over the line that way, and then they haven't done anything remotely close since. And that was long before Russell Wilson showed up there to be the savior. And to RG3's point, when the Jets did it, although Rodgers got hurt, when Brady did it, when Manning did it, all of those teams went all in. When the Rams went and got Stafford, all in. They didn't halfway do it. And that's kind of where Denver went wrong. I think they halfway did it, and now they're paying the price as perpetual high draft pickers for the next 3 years.
Yeah, no one forced them.
Not high draft pickers. No draft pickers for the next 3 years.
No one forced them to draft Paxton Lynch in the first round back in the day. So it could be decision-making.
The one thing I will say that is not Russell Wilson's fault is that he is now linked to one of the worst trades in the history of the National Football League.
That is true.
That really isn't his fault. He didn't make the trade.
Chris, you should just be on Russell Wilson's side because of Nathaniel Hackett alone.
I heard this the other day that I can't remember who I heard say it. They didn't even have to give up the picks they gave up. Like they gave too much when no team was going to do. So I mean, that's on them. That's not on Russell.
Why aren't the Seattle Seahawks better? Yeah, because they got all the draft choices. Well, they should have.
You have to draft well, though.
Yeah.
Well, they drafted I think they drafted the corner that was all pro. That was pretty good. They got. Was it the running back Walker in that? I think he was part of.
Oh, Kenneth Walker.
Yeah, I think he was in that mix. So he might have been a little early. I don't know. That's a good question, though. They should be better. I guess next year should be the year. All the picks have come
based on their haul.
All right, we'll see.
Number three.
After announcing early on Saturday morning that he was removing himself from the Heisman Trophy ceremony in support of former USC running back Reggie Bush, former Heisman winner Johnny Manziel actually took to X to explain a little bit more why he's not going to be a part of the Heisman Trophy ceremony. He said, quote, "You can back a Brinks truck up to my house and I still will not attend the ceremony or do anything involved until Reggie's trophy is back where it rightfully belongs. This is about doing what's right for everyone involved. Reggie's play on the field inspired me to be the football player I am. To the Heisman Trust, I hope you understand my position. You know that I have nothing but love and respect for that trophy and the people associated with it. Changed my life for the better forever, and I will be eternally grateful for that until my last day on this earth. Blah, 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 blah." Chris, sorry. Johnny Manziel is starting to write like he's got some money he needs to make. So,
listen to you, Scraby.
Johnny Manziel's been in the news a lot lately, and I'm not sure why. Chris, do you back Johnny Manziel in this endeavor?
1,000%. So much so that if I was a Heisman Trophy voter and I hadn't thought of it myself, I would now think of myself and remove myself from the voting as well. I think everybody should.
Yeah.
Until these stupid people come to their senses and give Reggie Bush his trophy back. I mean, we're talking about the NCAA. We're talking about one of the most corrupt organizations in the history of sports. You're going to keep this guy from getting his trophy because his parents had a place to live while he played college football? Please.
I love when he finishes his rant like that. Please.
It's silly.
Tony, do you back Johnny Manziel?
I think everybody should back Johnny. I think he's got a great idea.
I think he's doing this for publicity, but okay.
Maybe.
Scraby, leave Johnny alone. He has changed his life for the better, man.
And then he's... Yes.
You know, listen, Johnny's been enlightened, and he wants to tell everybody about
Whenever
it.
Whenever someone says, I've been enlightened, you have not been enlightened.
I don't know that he said that. I'm saying
okay. All right.
I'm saying
that. I take it back then.
It's clear that he's gone through some type of life transformation. He was on Club Shay Shay talking about all the drugs he was doing and, you know, not paying attention. And, you know, he realized he didn't conduct himself in the right way. And hearing somebody admit to that, I think... is a positive thing there, Scrape.
I agree with that.
In terms of Reggie Bush, I agree with Johnny Manziel 1,000%, as my partner said. It's almost laughable at this point. You know, it's everybody's, especially at this point. Now you can't even justify it anymore, right? Because NIL is in full effect. Guys are getting paid millions of dollars, and you want to take a trophy that he clearly earned on the field. Clearly earned it. Best player.
He did.
I agree with Chris. I think everybody should take this tact.
All right. I will refrain.
Number two.
After
keep your comments to yourself.
After months of waiting and missed deadlines, A's owner John Fisher has released the A's ballpark renderings. And I have to say, Renderings can make anything look cool. I gotta say that. All of a sudden, I'm like, all right, I can see myself going to a game in Las Vegas. But however, it does look cool. It looks like a bad attempt at the Sydney Opera House. I went and retweeted this at Matt Scraby, and Chris has also seen it. Go to my Twitter page. It's right at the top. It's indoor. It has some cool video boards on the roof. It's right across the street from
as hot as Vegas is in the summer.
It's right across the street from MGM. It's next to Excalibur. It's pretty cool. I gotta say, Chris, or no, Tony's up first, but he hasn't seen it yet. Chris, do you like the design?
Way much.
Sorry, what?
Poor grammar, but you get the point. It looks great. It's a phenomenal rendering, and it does remind me of the Sydney Opera House, and it reminds me of like another sphere going up in Las Vegas. I saw the sphere last week up close because I was there with the women's basketball. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Every city should have one.
Tony, have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I just got it.
What do you think? They look pretty cool.
Yeah. I think it looks dope. I think I like the rendering. It does look like the Opera House.
It's supposed to be an armadillo because it's natural to the land.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see it, but...
Does the roof open, close, anything? Or is
I'm
it
not
just
sure
a
about that. John Fisher hasn't got that far away. He just finished.
He just finished coloring.
Okay,
he hasn't even paid enough money to get a team in there yet.
I know. That's why he colored.
I like it. I like it, especially if this like green screen thing is real to match the team.
Yeah,
like that's pretty cool.
That would be cool. All right, real quick, last one. Out of all of these snacks, because yesterday was National Snack Day, what do you think California has as their number one? Cheetos, Rice Krispie Treats, Chex Mix, Fritos, Doritos.
Man, come on. I think this is kind of easy. I grew up with kids in the neighborhood eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm going with Cheetos in Cali.
Chris?
Doritos.
Tony's right. It was not Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but it is Cheetos. Cheetos takes over the Southwest. It's California, Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas and Louisiana love Cheetos.
Yeah, man.
Rice Krispie Treats in the colder places.
Just in second.
Yeah.
Where was Red Vines? That's my favorite.
That's not on here because no one likes them.
Nobody likes them. It's funny when I go to the store to, you know, buy some, there's
they don't
always a
them.
Ton of them missing and from the box.
They want to make you think that. It's like a marketing technique.
Okay.
Oh, everybody's taking these.
I need these too.
As usual, Scraby finds a conspiracy in everything, even shopping.
Yep. That's me.
Let's get to break. Happy hour on the way. More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us in 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.